Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine others, till I'm reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hello, people of the world. How are you today? I would like to start today's show off with a tale of three blinded pigs. I want you to all sit down, get in your comfortable spaces, shiver up into a lovely blanket, have your lovely little drinky poo sitting on the corner there, your little snacks going on, but they're probably going to be cookies. I would personally say that that would be the best choice of anything that you could possibly potentially put out for a munchie for this tale-telling component of tonight's show. Because I think it's going to be the kind of thing that you might want to remember to probably bookmark, to earmark, to even, I don't know, pigmark for a later point in time to be able to rejoin, come back to, remember fondly, recycle, recapitulate, no, that's Greece, to re-encounter, reimagine, reiterate, regenerate, retake all of the other components and things and put it back into again. Because I don't want to say reboot, because that would be a different thing. So here, let's start with this little twisted tale of three blinded pigs. Once upon a time, in a small, dreamy little world, a little tiny pocket of the universe, was this pleasant little countryside area. Lovely little valleys, sunshiny bright in the days, coming down on a regular set of cycle, and flowers, and trees, and butterflies, and the occasional wolf, and even a rhinoceros, and there was this thing that went by, and it's like nobody actually could put a name to it, so they just called it Carl. And I don't know why, but there was like these three houses. And these three houses each housed an individual little pig with different names. One was named Bob, one was named Burgess, and the other one was named Bridget. I don't know why it was named Bridget, because it was obviously not a female pig, it was a guy pig. But for whatever reason, his mom named him Bridget. I don't know why. I'm not at liberty to explore the possibilities or permutations as to why anybody would name anything other than the name that it in and of itself expresses through its own particular connection to the universe and outwardly mobilizes individuality in towards a uncaring world that has sunshine and butterflies. That being all that, it is a lovely day, this one day, when these three pigs, all neighbors, all related, they're like brothers to each other. They grew up for a long time. They've never really been anywhere else except this wonderful little valley in the world of Piggyland. It's just that comfortable, warm, caring world full of happy piggy thoughts. And they all particularly shared this one particular concern. They could not see, for no things would they feel except those things that they could not see. They had no eyes. They were born that way. They would end that way, but their days were always darkened with no eyes. But such a surprise in a story about three blinded pigs that the three blinded pigs would have no eyes. Such a surprise. And I carry forward because one particular day, that being this day that we're talking about, they gathered in their little courtyards because their houses kind of abutted to each other. Three sides to a square, and then the other square faced the road that went another place, somewhere. They were chattering, talking, and discussing things amongst themselves about the weather, which never really changed much except the occasional once in a while it rained a little pitter-patter rain, and it came down and it would go and do its stuff, feeding the lawn, feeding the flowers, making the butterflies happy and empowered. And then they decided to chat about something new. It was rather interesting because a stranger had come to town the other day and was asking about the three little blinded pigs, and the three little blinded pigs were confused as to why anybody would be asking about them, because they didn't know anybody other than the people in town, which was just a handful of people who gathered around, and they just sort of kind of frowned and wondered what was going on that a stranger would come to town and ask about them. So they gathered, decided to discuss it a bit, talk a little things, to discuss and combine their brain power. It's in their piggy little minds, and they wanted to find out what was going on. So they asked the mayor of Piggy Town, and Piggy Town said, "I don't know. He just, man, came and just started asking about you guys, dude. It's, like, really trippy, man. I don't know what was going on, but he was asking about where did you guys live? Like, was your mom Helga? Yeah, you remember Helga? She's not with us anymore, but she was, he seemed to have some kind of question and concern about your relationship to Helga." Oh, Bob spoke up at that point and said, "Wow. He knew our mom? Really? That's cool. I don't know what, but I'm thinking that was cool." And then Burgess steps up and is like, "What are you, daft man? This sounds like some kind of weird scam. I believe he's coming to try and check us out of our money. I think for sure this is some kind of scam going on here." And Bridget just looked at the other two of them without his eyes in his head and said, "Whoa, man, chill. Take a pill. Take the chill pill. Pill it to chill and don't feel ill, but take the pill and just be chill." Bob looked at Bridget and said, "What? That's daft, man." Burgess looked at both of them and said, "You're both daft. Now shut up. We're going to get out. Got to go back to home." So they both packed up their bags from the town mayor, because, you know, having a chat with the town mayor of a town of a couple of souls is kind of rather limiting, really. So they decided to go back home, gathered in their little courtyard, and started to talk again. And then the stranger strode up to the roadside to see them and said, "Hi, guys. How's it going? I heard you guys are the three blinded mice. You're like the sons of Helga? Helga the pig?" Bob stuck up his nose and said, maybe? Who wants to know?" "Oh, don't worry, nothing. It's all good. My name is John. I am a traveler from very far away, and I have come a long distance to meet you guys. I just wanted to say, can I eat you now?" That's my story. Hi, EW.
I'm numb, numb.
Exactly. Do you want to know what?
It was pork chop night?
It was pork chop and bacon night. Do you know what started that whole story?
The urge to eat some bacon.
No, I just written down this tell you a tale of three blinded pigs.
Oh.
Everything else after that was I just made it up.
Oh.
That was in a mood. I felt like doing that. I was thinking about going maybe for another 10 minutes, but...
You probably could have.
I probably could have. Nah, I'm pretty sure I could have. But...
And in the next episode of...
what the hell was her name?
His little intros.
Priscilla? No, not Priscilla.
Oh, Princess...
Oh, geez, I know it starts with a P. It's a P word. Definitely a P word. Well, P.
Penelope, but it's not Penelope.
It's Penelope, yes. Penelope.
There you go.
That was the one. So, yeah, I was thinking maybe I'm going to start doing that again sometime. But this has been a while since we've actually had chat time again. Because, like, I've had guests on, and it was like, that's fun. I'm going to have more guests on as well. But I just felt like, hey, let's shake it up again.
Well, I know everybody gets tired of my voice anyway, so.
No, just the wife.
Oh.
or as
he tells me to shut up so much. I wondered why.
I was not going to say nothing, man. I was going to let you go and drive your own conclusions to that.
Right?
So we got a lot of movies to talk about.
Yes.
Movies I've seen, movies I want to see, movies that are out but I haven't had time to go see yet.
Well, I got some news that I thought you might like.
Go ahead. What was it?
I know you're a fan. I know you are. We've talked about this before. You're an X-Files fan.
Yes, I've seen that trailer bit, teaser.
Well, did you see that the lone gunmen are reprising their role?
Yes.
I know, I'm so excited. Sorry.
I like the lone gunmen. They were a part of the, did you ever see their little short-lived miniseries?
Yeah, what was it? Why, one episode?
No, they had like a whole 4, 5, 6 episodes or whatever. They had an actual whole mini thing.
Ah,
maybe it was 3 episodes. They all died.
Yeah.
That was like the end of the end result of the whole mini thing. It's like, yeah, and they're getting into trouble. And then, oh, look, they're like paranormal guys. They're going to figure it out. No, they all died. What? Yeah, it was one of those schpack.
Now, I saw something, and I can't remember the names. I thought I had bookmarked the article, but I didn't. They've got these two characters that they're going to be introducing, younger
guys. New agents, yeah.
Yeah, and was it me, or did they not look like a young version of Mulder and Scully?
Well, of course. They're going for, hey, let's introduce some other people. Then we can have a new show based on these younger versions, and the old folks, Mulder and Scully, can come back in every once in a while and keep the juices going, as it were.
Yeah, it's what it looks like, so.
Yeah.
I had to throw my geek moment in because I'm totally stoked that
cool.
X-Files is coming back.
Now, you did notice that the San Diego Comic-Con was just, oh, I don't know, not last weekend, but the weekend before?
Yes.
Did you see all the fun stuff that they released as a result?
I did not get to see some of the trailers because they were very picky about it, or the people who recorded it were too doggone far away. So some of the trailers I did not get to see, but yeah, there's quite a bit I did get to see.
Well, just so you know, most of the trailers that were like crappy looking because they were like shh, they released full on regular versions of them.
I know, I can't find them yet.
Well, sucks to be you. Oh, I've seen them. Deadpool. Oh my God, does that look like it's going to be hilarious?
It looks. Yes, it does. Now I did see that one. That one looked really good.
That one is awesome. Ryan Reynolds is finally going to be getting in a movie that's like, yeah, we can all buy into that.
Yes.
Like, I've liked him in a number of his movies. I liked him in Blade. I liked him in R.I.P.D. I did not like him in Green Lantern. I thought that was not right. I've seen him in some other stuff as well. I thought he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to be nailing it in the Deadpool. And the trailer is like, headshots. Yeah! This is going to be my kind of movie. It's definitely got to be a 3D movie with the bullet shots and the arrow shots and everything else like that. I'm willing to bet it's going to be chock full of that kind of crap. And it's like, oh, good, it's going to be fun.
It's definitely going to be R, if not NC-17.
Oh, no, it's an R-rated movie. They said they came out with their April Fool's joke saying, it's going to be PG-13, boys and girls.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what? How? It can't possibly be that. It's Deadpool. He kills people. A lot of people. And he's not very polite about it. He just sort of steps over the bodies and goes, pow! So how can you make that PG-13? That's got to be an R. And April Fool's, yeah, it's really going to be in a restricted movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, the preview alone, yeah.
Okay, he smells his guns like, I'm getting some wood tonight.
Oh, I was talking a lot of the language.
Well, yeah, the language is not the biggest issue anymore. Have you watched American TV recently?
Yeah. There's a such thing as American TV? Wait a second, I need to go back on this.
Yeah, there is. You should... Oh, you know what? You want... Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to give you a slight difference between the concept of American TV and the rest of the world's TV. You ready?
Okay, go for it.
Have you heard of a show called Penny Dreadful?
I have.
Have you seen any of it?
No.
Okay, second season is out. Well, I think it's finished now. I haven't seen the last two episodes. It's only like about 10 or 12 episodes, I think. Something like that. But the second season is by far more extreme than the first season was.
Oh, you'd have to if you want to keep it going, yeah.
Yeah. There is full frontal nudity.
Oh, hey.
Male and female.
Yeah, they could do that because of where it's at. That's true.
Yes. There are full-on... Well, you don't see it this way, but there are sex scenes.
Mm-hmm.
There are... what's the word I want to use? That's the word. I can't think of the word right now. Oh, man. transgender. Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Transgendered scene.
What?
Yeah. It was like, what? He's doing what with a what? Okay. It caught me by surprise when I saw it on the show. I was like, whoa, that's not going to fly very well on American TV.
Yeah, kind of like Sense8. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. I might not, but I haven't seen that yet. But yeah, no, it's the amount of stuff that they can put in the show. It's a Canadian and British joint show venture or whatever. But it's really good. I mean, the story ideas, at first I was thinking, oh yeah, they're going to try to take all the gothic noir type concepts and throw them all together, and you got a Jack the Ripper, you got a werewolf, you got vampires, you got Frankenstein, you got this, you got that, you got Van Helsing, you had this guy, you got that guy, and then they're going to throw it all together, and it's like, oh, it's going to be a mismatch hodgepodge. And then I saw the first episode, and I was like, oh, dude, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all of season one. I totally, absolutely freaking loved season one. Season two, I like a lot of it. It's a lot of witches in it this time. It's just really, it's intense, man.
Wait, you mean it's a wigwam and a teepee?
Yes, it's in a teepee. That's exactly what it is. Dude, that was such a bad pun. But I'm going to move on to some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there are three shark movies that I want to see that I haven't seen. And they all come out this week. Or, sorry, last week this week. Because apparently this is Shark Week, right?
No, I think Shark Week was... Wait, no, it is this week, isn't it?
It's either last week or this week. I don't know. But there's like three shark movies that come out. One or two of them came out last week. And the other... One came out last week. Two of them come out this week. Or vice versa. I don't remember which.
Mm-hmm.
One of which everybody should know right at the top of the pop as we start talking about shark movies.
Jaws 3D.
No, I saw that. Sharknado 3. I want to see it. Haven't gotten around to it, but it sounds like it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
The movies that I don't think anybody in the chat room have probably heard about. Well, Keenan might have heard about it. He floats in the same waters sometimes. Mega Shark versus Colossus.
Oh.
I have to watch this movie.
They're coming back with another Mega Shark movie?
Dude, this is like the fifth or sixth Mega Shark movie.
I thought it was over with.
Oh, hell no. Mega Shark is Roger Corman, man. No, sorry, not Roger Corman. It's somebody else. It's still sci-fi, though, but
right.
I want to watch it. Oh, by the way, have you seen the trailer for Attack on Titan?
Yes.
Holy crap, that looks fun!
Yes. In fact, I think I remember telling you that the Titans looked a heck of a lot different.
Maybe. I saw a trailer for that a long time ago, and I thought, oh, that's really cool, and then saw it again from San Diego. It's like, that's going to be cool. I want to watch that. But the reason I was saying that is because the Colossus looks an awful lot like a Titan.
That's true.
Think
about that.
Are you familiar? Are you a 60s sci-fi movie?
I watched a lot of sci-fi movies growing up.
Did you ever see the movie Colossus: The Forbin Project?
Sounds familiar. Once I know the basis, I'll be able to remember.
Basically, they were building a supercomputer to solve all of the world's problems. It was in Russia, and then what happens is it tried to take over the world, and they had to stop it.
Okay, now that sounds like a premise of quite a few movies.
Precisely, but this was called Colossus: The Forbin Project.
Okay.
So the premise of Megashark versus Colossus, apparently, is that the Megashark is getting out of control. Hey, remember that old Russian project we had before with this thing? How about we throw that at it? Okay, let's do that! So that's Megashark versus Colossus. I want to see it. It looks stupid, bad, corny, crappy, but it's like, I watch it.
Now, I saw a preview that I know you're going to love.
We're still talking about sharks, though.
Oh, yes, yes.
So, I still got another shark movie for you.
Go for it.
Shark Octopus versus Whale Wolf.
What?
Exactly. Now, this is a Roger Corman movie. This is the third Shark Octopus Roger Corman movie. Whale Wolf is a whale and a wolf. How do you combine those two things together? I don't know. I don't care. It just looks fun and bad.
Yeah.
It's got Casper Van Dien in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's the other schlocky B actor guy's like, dude, you started so strong and you've fallen so far. I love Starship Troopers. It's one of my favorite movies because it's just fun. But then he goes from that to all those other movies and all these other movies and all these, and now he's in Shrek Octopus versus Whale Wolf. Run, run! We're just gonna hide in here. No, there's a whale. There's a thing coming. We gotta run. It's like, no, we're gonna hide. Okay, you're all doomed. See ya.
Yeah, see, this would be kind of hard for me to grasp because the first thing I would say is, oh my God, it's a whale. Don't be calling her those kind of things.
Yeah, it looks bad, but it looks so much fun. Those are shark movies. You were going to mention something about another movie.
Well, did you see the trailer for Ash versus the...
Dude, I was going to talk about that later.
Oh, okay, well then.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about it now. Well, are you freaking kidding me? I am so going to watch that show.
I saw that and said, oh my God, this is going to be interesting.
Dude, this is like, Pablo, I got to tell you something I haven't told anybody. 30 years ago, I went to a cabin with my girlfriend. She died. Things went bad. Mm-hmm. Evil things came for us. Uh-huh. They come back. What? I love the bit about, okay, I'm going to go in with the boomstick. I'm going to let the boomstick do the talking. You, hold on to your broken glass bottle. I don't think it's a very good weapon. That took you like 16 times to stab that other guy in the throat. I was just sharpening it for you.
I knew as soon as I saw that trailer, I was like...
Yes. Dude, are you kidding me? Anything Bruce Campbell is in, I'm going to watch.
Well, that's not true, because you didn't watch that one TV series.
Which TV series?
I
just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I knew you'd ask me, and I totally forgot.
No, I know what you're talking about. It's been mentioned before. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, he's definitely Bruce Campbell in this. So.
Well, yeah, he's Bruce Campbell in everything. Crap, he did his own movie. They Call Me Bruce. He played him.
Yes, I am. Oh.
No, that was his name. His name was Bruce. He was playing Bruce Campbell. He was at a convention. From the convention, he gets kidnapped by the guys in the town. The town bring him back to town. It's like, okay, you're the expert. Fight these things. Like, what? How the hell do I know how to fight these things? Dude, it was funny. So, I watched a couple of movies.
All right.
In the last little while. Actually, I also spent time rewatching movies again, because this weekend, I watched Army of Darkness. Surprise!
Yeah.
People are always surprised when I say that it's my favorite movie, because it is. It really is my all-time favorite movie. I have no reason for it, except for the fact that I enjoy the crap out of it.
I can understand why, though. I mean, it makes sense.
It's just a fun movie.
Right.
Like, individually on its own, there's, like, no purpose point plot to it. It's like, whatever. That's a fun movie. And I did watch that show, Briscoe County Jr. Jack mentioned it in the chat room. I love that show. I got to get that show on DVD sometime. Or Blu-ray. I wonder if they made it on Blu-ray. I have to pick it up if they did. That and Jack of All Trades.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad show. But I watched it. I was losing my train of thought.
You've described some B movies, so I would not. That you've watched that even I've shaken my head at trying to watch.
Yeah, you didn't like Zombie Beavers, man. Dude.
I didn't say it was.
You said you hated it.
No, I didn't say. I just said I won't get that hour and a half back, but.
Precisely. That's generally a mean. I hated it. Fine.
Say I totally hate it. I still love the part, you know, because it'd be my instant thought. We need a distraction. Quick, throw the dog in.
Hey, what are you ladies doing here? We came to look at the beavers. Don't we all?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Lines are so corny. It was funny. The old lady said, what happened to her? Beaverator. What? Beaverator. Oh, my God. That's terrible. Dude, that movie was hilarious. I bet you if people were drunk, that movie's even more hilarious.
I
don't know. I don't do that. So
there's a few movies I watched back in my days when I was drunk. Yeah.
Did you ever watch a movie called Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things?
That does sound familiar. Wait, how old is that one?
1970s.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the first horror movies I ever saw.
Really?
Yeah. It's banned in a couple of countries. There's sacrifice scenes. It's like, the hell are they doing? They just cut a baby open. Why? Sacrifice. But it looks real. that's what special effects are called. It's like, okay, prosthetics? No, that looks like a real baby. I think there was at some point where they actually, some people believed that they were sacrificing a real baby on screen or whatever. So it's like, that's not right.
Yeah, wasn't this film, the reason this film got controversy was because they actually said that this was probably one of the first, quote, snuff films out there.
I don't remember that, but I guess that could be.
And apparently it's available on dailymotion.com.
That doesn't surprise me. It's probably available on YouTube, for crying out loud.
Just found it. It's on YouTube as well.
Yep. It was a messed up movie. That's all I can remember. Yeah. We'll leave it with that. I watched some other premium style movies as well.
Oh, what'd you see?
I saw Terminator Genesis.
What'd you think? Because it didn't stay in the box or top number one. Actually, it didn't even hit number one.
It was meh.
Yeah.
It was so meh, I didn't even realize who the chick was.
Oh, really?
It was Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I can't believe you missed that.
He's like, what? The hell? What are you talking about? That's Khaleesi from Game of Thrones. Get the hell out of here. I used a different word, but I didn't really have much in the way of expectations going into the movie. I was like, man, it's not a Terminator movie. It's a reboot, it's a thing. It's like, okay, no, actually it's what they call a retcon.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I have not watched it. I'm still iffy about it myself because
you want me to spoil it for you?
Go for it. I mean,
okay, spoiler alert, everybody. Got your spoiler headphones on to tell you whether or not you can or can't listen to what I tell you about the movie. You ready? You ready? You ready? Starts off with a really, really cool scene.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, not starts off. It's the whole final days battle, machines versus Sky, or people versus Skynet doing their invasion, da 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 da. Oh, hey, we found the time machine. We're going to send somebody back to save the future, blah, blah, blah. Push. Okay, so they do that. And then they start off, you know the original beginning of the movie, Terminator, the first movie?
Right.
Give me your clothes. Give them to me. That one?
Mm-hmm.
So they actually start with a part of that scene.
Yeah, I heard it was like clips from the first film, none of the second one.
Yeah, nothing from the second or third movie. The Terminators, like the style of the Terminators, yes, but the first movie they have, it's not really that many clips from the first movie. It's just like one or two little bits and pieces. So that one scene where he's naked and he's approaching the bikers or whatever, so give me your clothes, whatever. And then they're all going, what? And then they look actually behind him. It's like, what? And the Terminator turns around and says, oh, and then holy crap, there's another Arnold Schwarzenegger coming at him to take him out. Sorry, no, it was a sniper shot that took him out. But it was like, what the hell? Kind of thing. So they took out the Terminator from the first movie before they even got to anything. Okay. And then all of a sudden, Dudeface came back. What the hell is his name? John Connor? No, not John Connor. The other guy. Reese.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I...
Yeah, okay. So Reese, he comes back. And he's doing his thing and his time thing. And he's like, come back too far. It's like, oh, I gotta save Sarah. And he gets in, and then the liquid Terminator is suddenly pursuing him. It's like, where the hell did this guy come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's even back farther, so it's like the timelines are all... And then Sarah Connor and old version of Schwarzenegger's Terminator just pick him up. It's like, get in the truck if you want to live! Of course. And then they take off, and the rest of the movie pursues. And it's all about, hey, well, we built our own time machine, but we can only do this once. And we needed the Terminator processing chip to do it. And then, oh, by the way, really, you know what's really bad?
What?
Do I want to spoil the movie for everyone?
Do you? Do you?
No, I won't spoil it.
Oh.
So then other things happen, and it's all about, hey, we actually rebooted and destroyed everything from the other Terminator movies because none of that really happened.
Right, because that would change the timeline, period.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, they did a really excellent job in one part of the whole time travel thing where they only kind of briefly mention it at the beginning. He has a memory. What the hell is this memory? I don't know what this memory is. Bam, that memory happens, boof. And then later on, oh, you have to have that memory so that it can continue to go into the future, so that that future that does reset and save everybody can actually happen. Because without that future set, it doesn't happen.
Hmm.
Which is part of what they call causal relativity. So in order for the future to have a thing to go back to become the future to be able to go back again, events have to occur in a certain sequence to be able to repeat, to go forward, to be able to come back. If you don't do these things, then the events that occurred to cause the thing to go back wouldn't have happened. So in that time, the things that would come back wouldn't go. And it's like, holy shit, you wouldn't have any of that shit happening.
Right. Yeah, I think I got left back at the memory.
That was kind of the whole thing. It's like, they actually understood the relationship for the whole concept of that kind of time travel. They actually get time travel idea more or less pretty much accurate. You're not really creating a new timeline. You're creating multiple parallel possibilities, but they're all fixated on the one possibility they're in and all the offshoot branchings of things that occur as a result of that. I thought that was good. As one of the few time travel movies where it's part of the main core that I actually think, hey, somebody thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I thought the movie was kind of, it was okay. I enjoyed it. It was a popcorn movie. It was fun to watch, blah, 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 blah. But it was not as cool as the first one was. The first one was like awesome. Right. This one was like, it's another chapter. That's about it.
Sad.
So that was that. I think it's time for an intermezzo.
I think so too.
Intermezzo time.
Once upon a time, at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as Happy Folk lived. Their very existence a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clowns. Here they played out their peaceful lives, innocent of the litany of excess and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in the town. They came in camouflage, hidden behind dark glasses, but no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the trick to the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
Falling out of aeroplanes and hiding out in holes, waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich seam fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folks slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk climbed deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant first, that grew into cacophony, so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Oh, a little town in the USA, time's come to see. There's nothing you believe you want, but where
call me now.
Yeah, what a surprise ending in a song like that, huh?
Oh, yes. But the song, it made me think of something.
Devil Monkey!
No.
Okay.
No, it made me think of Leather, Whips, Chakra, Lucy Lawless. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you happen to notice in the trailer for Ash versus the Evil Dead that Lucy Lawless is in that?
I did, but I can...
Booyah!
Do you know why?
Why?
They're about to not reboot Z, but continue it.
Yes, I had heard that.
And she is reprising her role.
I don't know if she'll be able to pull it off.
Well, I think
unless she's not doing as much in the acrobatics.
Yeah, that's what I'm understanding, that she's supposed to be trying to almost pass off the torch eventually.
Okay, so she's like Conan, doing the "I'm King Conan. I sit on my throne and tell everybody what to do. Every once in a while, I hit a couple of heads and I kill some people and I play with their women too."
Yeah,
gee, it rhymed.
That's pretty much a Conan. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, we're going back to some more movies because I didn't finish all of them.
No, you didn't.
So, have you heard of this one movie, Banana?
So you went and watched The Minions?
I watched Minions. I enjoyed it. I had to watch it. My favorite actress was in it. Sandra Bullock.
Oh, okay. Wait, which role did she play?
She plays the villain.
Oh, really?
Yep. It really is not very well representative of her, but it's a fun movie.
Yeah, because I can't say I recall hearing or seeing anything where they mention her in it. I always thought it was another girl that was the villain.
Nope, that's her.
Look it up now.
Yep, look it up. Check it out. Pick.
Didn't she play? Didn't she play a particular role in the actual movies?
Which actual movies?
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me was an animated movie, too.
Yeah, but didn't she play a role in those?
No, that was What's-Her-Fate. That's another girl altogether.
Hmm. Whoa. The budget for the film was $74 million?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and by the way, if you go and do Sandra Bullock picture of Minions, you see her posing with a whole bunch of Minions. Yeah, she was in it.
Oh, I'm looking at it. It's her, John Hamm, Michael Keaton, Allison Janney.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, I don't. I only know two of those names, to be honest with you.
John Hamm, I know. Michael Keaton. Oh my God, Michael Keaton! I didn't even recognize him.
Mm-hmm. He was Walter Nelson.
Jeffrey Rush. Steve Carroll. That's funny. By the way, Young Gru is only in there for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, but he still was his own role.
Yeah. That was cool. Oh, Scarlet Overkill. That was her name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nixon, I recognize her face, but I don't recognize, you know, right off the bat what films she would be in.
Right. Well, overall, fun movie. Kids movie. More than anything else. It's definitely a kids movie more than anything else.
Yes.
But I enjoyed it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you got me to watch the Lego movie, so I mean, come on.
Everything is awesome.
And there, did you see? Oh no, I don't think you have. Did you see they're doing another one?
No, they're doing a whole series of them. Did you see? Oh, what the hell was it? What the Doctor Who one?
Yes, that one.
Jack, that one's for you. But yes, they're doing a Doctor Who Lego movie, and it's like, what? Come with me. Hey, this is larger inside than it is outside. Yeah, it's the TARDIS. What are we going to do? We're going to travel time. Okay. Somebody get this fellow a cuckoo clock, please. Yeah, I just like the whole Gandalf, Doctor Who, and who else was it? Batman's like all in the TARDIS. Like, yeah, that's just funny. I have to watch that.
Oh, I love that they tease Batman the same way they did in the Lego movie. It's like, is this dude always this way?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going to be fun. Fun, I say. Fun!
I look forward to it. All right, so, okay.
One
so
more. Two more, actually.
You got to tell us what you thought about Minions other than it was okay because it was a kid's movie.
It was fun. That's all it was. It's just a mild, fun movie. It's one of those. Okay, if you want to go in my chart of things, it's going to be on my Blu-ray when it's about $10.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is not to say, unlike Mad Max, as soon as that puppy comes out on Blu-ray, I'm buying that fracking thing. That's my top of the scale.
And Mad Max actually has been knocked out of the top 10. So
that's fine. It's my top one movie for this year.
Gotcha.
And there is nothing that's going to blow it out of the water. Not a single movie can even come close. Not even the Star Wars movie.
I wasn't going with the Star Wars movie, but...
There is not... Even the Age of Ultron movie did not blow it out of the waters.
I'm actually disappointed in that.
It's a mild disappointment compared to the previous Avengers movie, but I enjoyed it still, but I thought it could have been better. But, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I was really disappointed in this movie.
No.
Poltergeist.
You really went and watched it.
Well, I did watch it, yes. Fortunately for me, I did not pay to go see it.
Okay, I was going to say, because one person I got that gave the review on that, dude, if we were FCC sanctioned, there would be an entire hour of beep.
Okay, I could actually add to that hour and give you a whole nother hour, I'm sure of.
You have to
what
answer
the
one question.
Frack, what they're thinking about.
You have to answer one question.
Shoot.
Now, everybody knows that, well, for those who don't know, the scene where in the original movie where the skeletons are popping up out of the ground, those are real skeletons. Did they anywhere come close to redo that scene?
Oh, Lord. Okay. So the only skeletal remains in the movie was, oh, what's that, dear? Oh, my God, that's a finger bone.
Seriously?
Pulled out of the flower garden as they were digging. The only thing that comes close to trying to mimic the scene from the original movie, as you just described it, is a CG. Oh, my God, they're floating through the portal to the wall. It's like all these bodies are trying to grab them, blah, blah, blah. And it's completely unrealistic.
Mm.
It's like, if you've gone and slipped over into an alternate parallel dimension, oh, yeah.
Way to go, Jack.
Way to go. Way to derail the conversation there, bro. Jeez, Battleship 2. They swear to God, if they ever make a Battleship 2, I will smack somebody.
It's going to be titled Battleship 2, You Sunk My Battleship.
I've actually seen the Battleship movie. That's horrible. But and that one is actually in my worst top 10. Poltergeist, derailed. If you slide over into a parallel universe of the dead,
mm-hmm.
you can't expect to just walk quietly through a little chamber thing. Okay, it's dark, it's scary, it's like, oh, look at all the dead people. Oh, and then just run through it and get to the exit portal. What? It's like, please, just I gotta find whoever made this movie and shoot them.
Right. Show me the exit sign. Oh, there it is. Okay, quick, run over there.
Well, no, they grab on a rope and the rope pulls them out. It's like, okay. And then the guy who is the paranormal investigator who is the, I am the host of a TV show. Oh, you're cleansed now. What movie did I see? Movie.
They didn't even try to bring in the Magic Munchkin?
No Magic Munchkin.
That's it.
Sam Rockwell?
I've heard it's 100% crap.
Oh, it's pure crap.
It's not even worth flushing.
Jared Harris.
The director?
No, Jared Harris is one of the actors.
Oh, okay.
He, what did I see him in that I actually remembered him in and it actually made me, I kept thinking of him. Oh crap, I can't even remember what movie it was. He's been in a lot of movies. What the hell? Mind you, these are all movies that I would never spend any time or effort going to watch. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just not my cup of tea.
He made a darn good bad guy in a Bond movie.
He was in Lost in Space.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably not the movie I remembered him from. Which Bond movie?
If I remember right, I want to say... No, it wasn't this last one. It was...
Oh, I'm remembering him from Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. He was in that.
That's what I kept remembering him as. And I was like, no, this doesn't work. He can't be a paranormal investigator and be the doctor. What? No, right. Doesn't work.
He's also in Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he's also in Fringe as well. And Mad Men. But we're not going to continue with that much anymore.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I'm done with Poltergeist. It's pathetic Geist as far as I was concerned. It wasn't even a Poltergeist, and I like Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I was warned that I would probably hate this movie, which is why I saw it the way I saw it, which was, I'm not paying to see this movie, but if somebody wants to bring me in to watch this movie, I will watch it. And man, was I ever writing furious notes. This movie sucks. Movie sucks. Movie sucks.
Yeah.
Holy crap, they say the whole thing about the Indian burial ground right in the first 15 minutes. Oh, hey, yeah, you bought that house over there? Yeah. You know, it was built on an old burial ground. What? Yeah, they moved the remains and everything, but so the land's all fine and whatever. But yeah, it's like whatever.
They didn't even, I can't believe they went that way, because they didn't even mention the burial ground until the second movie.
Precisely.
They knew this movie was so full of crap that they didn't even expect to see a second one come into play.
They'll probably do a sequel.
Really?
They spoon-fed you every bit of information possible through this movie. There is even this doll scene with the clowns. I was like, oh no, it's not a rat. You know it's the clowns. You know it's them moving things around. And you've got orbs as well, by the way. So all these other little paranormal popular things that are popular in the whole paranormal side of the everything else, they put all of that in the movie. Whether people believe in it or whether or not they think it's hocus, they put it all in. Every single paranormal thing that you could possibly think of, and I keep trying to hit with the hard P, possibly paranormal potential, just because I think it's funny. And they put that all in the movie. And it's like, oh my god, why the hell? That's like putting 17 villains in a Superman movie. Oh, wait. Moving on.
Yes. Shall we?
I saw another movie called The Dead 2. Ooh, surprise, it's a zombie movie.
I was going to say, it sounds familiar.
But, well, the movie The Dead, I think, was set originally in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Was it South Africa, or... Oh, wait a sec, what a... Oh! Ah, crap, I can't remember where the first one was set. There we go.
There. You see it?
Yeah, okay. Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that one was set in Africa. Long Game Africa. Saw that one a long time ago, too. But this one is set in India.
Hmm.
So it's the zombie apocalypse in India. You know what happens in India? There's a lot of people there.
Right.
You know what happens when you get a zombie apocalypse breaking out in India? You get a lot of freaking zombies. It's a very low-key, low-budget movie, but it's fun because it's set in a different culture and a different perspective and culture and stuff, different languages. And it's like, oh, and yeah, I don't want to make fun of the accent or whatever, because everybody else will. But it was just fun seeing an Indian movie like that. And in one scene, which I actually totally loved, this one scene, the one girl is the daughter of Islamic or Muslim, but he's like a pastor for that particular religion. I couldn't remember which one it is, so I don't want to misname it. And he's got a very strong belief in his God, and everything else is like, oh, everything happens for a reason, da da da, and they're just testing us and whatever. And then she breaks out, "Is this what your God you've been preaching to us all this time? What? This is can't be." You know, the whole thing out in most zombie movies. Why would God do this to us?
Right.
But from an Islamic point of view.
Uh-huh.
Awesome! It was like, okay, that was the whole best part of the movie right there, is to see that whole sort of thing from another point of view in another religion. I just thought it was cool. And I just want to share one quick thought for everybody. If you ever meet me in real life, you're going to know I'm not the touchy-feely type. I'm more the scratchy-bleedy type.
Exactly.
Yes.
My foot down.
At one convention, I had these people come up to me. They just give me a big hug, and it's like, and they were surprised I didn't seem phased. I was like, what? It's like, okay, fine. You came up and hugged me. It's like, okay, cool. Now I'm going to really worry about it. Oh, I thought you'd probably freak out and whatever. It's like, no, man, shit happens. That's it. I'm not saying anymore. Do you know what I am? Okay. We're going to talk about some trailers now.
Okay.
Okay. Tremors 5.
Wait, really?
Let that set in. Okay? Tremors freaking 5 looks freaking phenomenal. I am so totally jazzed by it. I want to watch it. Okay. The Shannara Chronicles. Are you familiar with the Shannara Chronicles?
It does sound familiar. I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
It's large-scale Terry Brooks, a bunch of books, Elf Stones of Shannara. It's elves, dwarves, goblins. Yeah. It's the whole fantasy art. Uh-huh. A TV series. They released a trailer from San Diego Comic-Con for that as well. Oh my God, does that ever look cool as hell? I want to watch that now. I want it on TV so I can watch it now. Oh, but I gotta wait. Damn it. Did you see the trailer for the prequel Walking Dead series?
I did.
Fear of the Walking Dead.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Oh my God, I'm looking forward to that one too.
I thought they drug out the preview a little too much.
Oh, well, the preview is just whatever, but... it's good. That's like probably the whole season kind of encapsulated right there. It's like, okay, it's gonna start with the outbreak, and then towards the end, last probably two or three episodes, you're going to have, holy shit, there's zombies everywhere, kind of thing.
Well, I like how the trailer starts out with people not being too aware and then just kind of freaking out as it slowly starts to unfold. And I think that would be more realistic to how it would be if this actually happens, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, the way The Walking Dead's all started out is like, oh shit, everything happened while I was in a coma. That was like almost a year ago. Yeah. I think that the way that the fear of the Walking Dead is going to be really cool. And if done right, it's a story about people, it's building upon stuff and building upon everything else, and then it slowly develops to the point where it's like, bam, all of a sudden you got all this action going.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to it. It's really cool. Heroes is coming back.
Yes, it is, but I did not get to see a release date on that yet.
I think it's this year? Not sure.
I wasn't sure if it was...
Oh, if I remember correctly, it might be a mid-season replacement, so it might be January of next year.
Okay.
I can't remember specifically, so I'm not going to speculate anymore other than say, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Whee! Did you see the trailer for Suicide Squad?
I did.
I'm a little bit more jazzed about it, but I still think it's going to fail and suck.
Well, I will say...
don't like the Joker.
I was going to say, that was a twist that I wasn't expecting. And of who it is, the fact that he's missing a lot of hair really surprised me.
I don't like him. I still say Will Smith should have been the Joker, because everybody's going to compare Jared Leto to... oh, what's his name?
Oh, they're already doing it.
I know they are. And I said that right from the very beginning. They're going to compare him to Heath Ledger. Because he looks too much like the Heath Ledger attempted character still.
Well, did you see the meme that somebody put out of all the Jokers on there?
Probably a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, because it was like, yeah, you know, one's a clown, one, you know, describing what each one technically is. And they literally put this guy as just totally insane.
Yeah, and I'm fine with totally insane. But it just, it's not far enough away to make it another character movie like this. And the Harley Quinn, I really wanted to be able to hear her speak more so I could see hear what she's going. She looks interesting, but I don't know what the character's going to be. What the hell's Katana looks really good. Mm-hmm. Enchantress, I still think looks really good. But all the rest of the male characters, they all look alike to me.
Wow,
except for Will Smith.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw Deadshots, and I was like, yeah, that kind of... What's up with all the armor?
Deadshot would have been armored. He's basically an assassin.
You know, I guess maybe I'm just too familiar with assassin-type characters to where even today, the folks who do, you know, long-range sniper-type...
Black clothing, quiet, hide in the corners, hide in the shadows, not be seen by anything, yes.
But they're not armored because it's just too much to try.
Yep.
So that threw me off right there.
Well, it's a part of the character in the comic. So it's not heavy armor. It's supposed to be light armor, like chain.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I still
whatever.
I was like,
The only thing I was happy to see was that Killer Croc didn't look as goofy as I thought. The original cast picture made it look like, why is he wearing such a crappy soft cover, foam cover, mask? And it's like, it looks horrible. Oh, okay, that looks a little bit better in the trailer, but I still think it's going to fail. I'm really sad about that. I'll wait until I actually see it to make pass my judgment, but I think it's still going to fail.
I had to ask you, what was your opinion on the Superman-Batman trailer?
Then we're also going to go to the Superman-Batman trailer. I am actually more happy about that.
Really?
I think that they've gone for the right story idea. I think that the consequences of the first movie have to be radiated outwards if they're going to continue with a franchise based on those characters and that thing. That particular trailer tells me that... the whole false gods, our gods wear spandex, which is a book, and it's describing the superhero culture and stuff. And that is, from what I saw in that trailer, if they keep on that heading through that movie, I will be impressed. I still don't like Ben Affleck as Batman, but that concept of consequence, beautiful.
Do I get it right, though? I mean, by what I picked up from the trailer, technically Batman's hung up his cape at this point, and
correct.
And they bring him out of retirement. So
correct.
Affleck's character could totally fit there perfectly as showing like a, you know, out of weight, out of shape type Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that now, but I just, the trailer kind of threw me in two different directions, so I'm... And I think one of the things is if people don't know, like what you described, the series that it's might be following, they're not going to understand it. They're not going to understand why Batman might be trying to seek justice over, Superman type thing.
And did you notice the part about where Lex Luthor got the body of Zod and he's experimenting?
Yes.
Yes. Did you see Wonder Woman?
No.
You didn't see Wonder Woman in the trailer?
I did not see her.
Didn't watch the right trailer because she's in it for like all of about 5 seconds there and 5 seconds there, and she looks awesome.
I saw. Well, maybe it was her, but I guess I didn't see it as being her. I think part of it is the outfit. I'm still thrown off by the outfit.
The outfit is different, but that's all going to be different. I mean, Batman's outfit is different. Superman's outfit is different.
Yeah.
I'm not really as stuck up on the outfit as a lot of people are for the Wonder Woman character. I was always stuck up on the fact that she looks tiny.
Yeah. Well, they kind of made her buff, a little more buff.
Oh,
but.
she's very kick-ass from what I saw in the trailer. And it's very well portrayed that she's going to be an Amazonian warrior that kicks ass, as it were. And that really sold it for me for that little bit. But I don't think she's going to be in the movie that much. I think she's going to show up in the last 15 minutes and, hey, guys, I can kick ass. And I think that's just going to piss me off a lot.
Right.
So. Because I'm still... Oh, look at the time.
Uh-huh.
Look, let's see. Did I go through everything I want to talk to? Yes, and by the way, monkeys. Monkeys are your friend. Everybody, thanks for coming out and joining us on the After Rot Land. I've enjoyed myself immensely because that's what I do no matter wherever I am. I go that way, and I'm changing the world. And you should change the world with me because I am going to take it over. It's all mine. Come listen on the shows on a regular basis. Listen on the streams. Listen on the archives. Join on Facebook. Follow on Twitter. Be one with the universe. Have yourselves an amazing ones. And EW, thanks once again for being on the show.
Yes, sir.
And everybody else in the Afterrot land, y'all have yourselves an amazingly great Afterrotten good time.
Of a big surprise, if you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their fill.